Let's get to Robbie Slater. All the drama. Timmy Cahill saying not enough attention was pointed to our win and my couple of goals. It's a shame with all the drama with Ange, but we're none the wiser, are we, Robbie, with what Ange is doing? Good morning, buddy.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, well, look, I understand what Timmy's saying. I actually said it myself that we should have been talking about Timmy. So if Timmy thinks that anyone's trying to derail the campaign, well, that's not true at all. In fact, it's the coach that's done it by not coming out and stating one way or the other. We still heard nothing. But certainly the big news that it should have been, we know, was Timmy Cahill's two goals and through to the next round against Honduras. And, of course, it still was, but it was overshadowed, of course, by those events you just mentioned. And we're still none the wiser. Are they going to come out and say something, or is it just going to be silence up until those games in three and a half weeks' time against Honduras? Well, people are just going to keep talking about it. And you know what? The longer the silence goes on, the longer it just makes you believe that it's true.
Yep. Yes, mate. Look, I think these are the ones where there's smoke, there's fire. And I can't help think, Robbie, that Ange has got somewhere to go.
Yeah, exactly. And look, I've heard, and myself and Mark Bosnich have been targeted by social media. Not that we haven't been targeted before. Yeah. In particular, we have had an agenda against Ange, and that's nothing further from the truth. In fact, when Ange went to the World Cup, took over from Holger Osiak, he was the most celebrated coach I've ever known after losing all three games. It's because of the style we played, and we thought, okay, he's the dawn of a new era. And he went and won the Asian Cup. He was probably our most loved coach that I can ever remember after that. And everything was going well, and we've talked about it before, until things changed and he changed and we are where we are today. So there is no agenda against Ange. It's just been the fact that he's gone very, very strange in the last 8 or 9 months, and the way the team has played is not the way it had played in the games I'd mentioned before. So the only agenda we do have is that we want to get to the World Cup. That's the agenda.
Mm. Yep, and you're paid to give an opinion. If you don't give one, you'll be on the unemployment queue. Now, mate, hey, Robbie, we really enjoyed our chat earlier this morning with Ali Abbas, who, of course, former Sydney FC, said he'd never play with another A-League club. Now he turns out for Wellington Phoenix against Sydney FC on the weekend. You expect them to win, don't you?
Yeah, look, I mean, anyone Sydney play at the moment, you expect them to win. They're just, you know, and one of the things I say with Sydney is their first 11 is the best in the country, but if you look at their bench, it's so strong, and the strength of a side that's going to go for the title is on its bench, and they've got the best in the country at the moment. And, you know, off the back of what they did last season, they've started off in the same vein, a clean sheet. They had 16 clean sheets out of 27 games last season, broke just about every record in the book. They've basically got the same side, if not better, than last season. With the Polish international Miojewski coming in, you know, he'll play alongside Ninkovic. That, you know, now you've not only got Ninkovic to worry about, you've got the other guy with Bobo up front, and of course the talisman Alex Brosk. So they're a formidable side. Wellington, a decent enough performance in their first game against Adelaide, a 1-1 draw. It wasn't a game that really scaled any heights, but it'll be good to see Ali Abbas again. It's a terrific story of his, of course. You know, and he went away from here after playing for Sydney and Newcastle and left a very, very good impression. Fiery character, and it'll be interesting to see how he goes on Sunday night. I'll be there for that one, and I'm looking forward to it. But he goes the tipping again, boys.
Yep.
So I think Sydney specials for this one.
Yeah. Yeah, they are special.
Let's move to England and the blockbuster, mate. My team, Liverpool, $2.60, and Man U, $2.60.
Yeah, well, I can't believe Liverpool. Well, it is at Anfield, so they have a pretty good record against United at Anfield. But, yes, you and me both, unfortunately, Liverpool fans, suffering Liverpool fans. It's interesting, all the heat that's on Jurgen Klopp at the moment. You know, came as a messiah, but pretty much every manager in the last 27 years that have come has been a messiah, and then it's turned out not to be him.
No. Well, you just got to keep winning, don't you? Yeah. And then it's a tough game.
It's a tough go, but, usually, this is, ironically, these are the type of games Liverpool win. They're more likely to lose against Hull and Swansea than Manchester United. So it'll be tough for United, of course, sitting on top of the table on equal points with Manchester City. I'm going to go for Liverpool.
Okay. So you think that home ground, you've just been bagging their form.
I've just been bagging them. But like I said, they're likely to win this one. They play well against the top teams and then lose against the, inverted commas, not so big teams.
Yes.
So there you go. I'm going to stick my head out as usual. And go for Liverpool.
We like
you're
that.
Just gonna, you and the punters are just going to have to work out, is that the heart or is that the head?
Yeah, correct, mate.
Which works better for you, mate, your heart or your head?
You know, I think my heart. Yeah. The head's aged terribly.
Oh, dear.
Good on you, Robbie.
Thanks, Robbie.
Good to chat,
mate.
Good on
you, boys. You have a good weekend.